Well, we've been playing together professionally now for 20 years. We've been friends for about that long, and a little bit longer. We've known each other for almost, you know, maybe 25 years, 30. So since we were, you know, knee high to a grasshopper, whatever. And I think truly the things that have kept us together creatively are our differences. The fact that we write differently, the fact that we write separately, the fact that we have different personalities that can temper each other and create a balance. The fact that when we get off on the road, we don't hang out together. You know, we do different things with our time. We have different individual projects. You know, Amy has her own record label that she owns, and I opened a restaurant with some friends, and I've recorded a song with another artist, and we're both probably gonna do solo records and stuff that keeps us vibrant individually. And so when we come together, there's so much left for us to offer to each other.
Emily's songwriting style is really different from mine. Like, I've seen her sit down and sort of write out a whole song before, you know, right in front of me. What I bring is a certain amount of sort of punk ethic and unbridled sort of approach to things. What she brings is this ability to tap into that kind of every person's sentiment. You know, like, she can come up with one line that sums it up for a lot of people at one time. And there's always, and I know what that line's gonna be every time. When I hear the song for the first time, I'm like, that's the line that everybody's gonna sing. You know, and that's what Emily can do. And it's a very special craft, you know, and she's, you know, she hones her songs. I'd rather take a seat down there and roll up here up above 30,000 feet. Like, she's such a good guitar player, and there's one thing that, like, I mean, one thing that Emily does is, like, ups the ante constantly, and so I'm constantly having to go practice because it's all just to keep up with her.
Amy drives me to be more driving in my music at certain points, just because I want to, you know, I live and play through her songs, and I want to do some of that myself, so that's a really good influence. Amy is not afraid to change a song up, have it be going at one pace for a while, and then all of a sudden change it to a faster pace, and she's just very free in that way. You wear the cloth, the fine distance. Her songs are great. I mean, for me, it's like having a whole nother musical life that I couldn't create myself. I have a lot of respect for Amy. She's taught me a lot about politics and activism. She's a very true person, you know, and I look up to her in many ways, and she's just a great person, so I'm fortunate that I'm in this partnership. You know, it's great.